Welcome everybody, and thanks all for coming. This evening we're going to be continuing doing metta meditation, loving kindness meditation. For those of you who've not joined us before and haven't done metta meditation before, don't worry, it's all guided. You don't have to remember anything, and as always I'll be introducing us to it. But specifically this evening, we're going to be doing loving kindness for our friend or our friends. And when we do loving kindness meditation, what we do is we practice generating feelings of goodwill, friendliness, love, loving kindness for different people in our lives. And traditionally, we start with ourselves, then a friend, then what we call a neutral person, then a difficult person or an enemy. And we're not going to do the full practice this evening. Instead, we're going to focus just on the part for the friend. We'll actually do loving kindness for ourselves and then for the friend. And last week, we focused on giving loving kindness to ourselves, which is always the base. We always have to start with that because basically our ability to love ourselves unconditionally really forms the limit to how we can love other people. If we can't love ourselves truly, then we won't be able to feel loving kindness for other people. So we covered that last week. Tonight we're going to do the next step, which is loving kindness for the friend. And traditionally, we're encouraged to bring to mind a specific person. Now, it's up to you whether before we meditate, you choose the person you're going to do the meditation for, or if you do what I like to do, which is actually to wait till I get into meditation and then really wait for the person to present. Sometimes I'm quite surprised at who gets dug up in my mind as to who I should be directing loving kindness towards. But traditionally it's said that when you're learning this, there are some guidelines to help make it not too difficult. And those guidelines are not to start with anybody who's dead, not to start with anybody who you have a difficult relationship with, one way or another. Not to start with anybody that you're sexually attracted to. The reason for that being that you'll find you end up in a very different meditation if you start doing that. And really to, as you start this meditation, to focus on somebody who you have an uncomplicated friendship with. I think we all know people that we have great friendships with, but they're pretty complicated. And the recommendation is when you start, not to start with those people. Now, I want to emphasize that all of those categories are, as you progress in this meditation over the months and over the years, those are all people you should and can bring into the meditation. But if you're just starting, the recommendation is just not to have this very complicated person to start with, just to make life easier for yourself. This can be quite a difficult meditation, even for your friend. And that might sound like a surprise for you because you think, well, you know, feelings of goodwill, friendliness, loving kindness to your friend, surely that's the easiest person. Well, in one way it is, but in another way, it's also because we know that person so well. It's the one where we often get a lot of objections coming up. So, for instance, you know, we'll be happily giving that person loving kindness, and then all of a sudden we'll remember that we lent them that book which we really like and they've never given it back, okay? Or they said that one thing at the party that time that really upset you, or whatever it is. And the important thing is not to push away those thoughts, not to ignore those thoughts, but actually to incorporate them and say, yes, actually, there are times when my friend is imperfect, but I still love that person. Okay? There are times when that person is a royal pain in the neck, but I still feel feelings of loving kindness for that person. I still wish them to be well. And so we can use the friend as a starting point, one where we both start with the easier person to feel positive feelings for, but also at the same time start to understand, yes, this isn't about how I judge this person. So it's important to remember why we want to feel feelings of metta, loving kindness, for the person. And it's not because we deem them good enough. Okay, that's conditional friendship, that's conditional love. When we judge the person and we say, okay, that person is good enough to receive my feelings of goodwill and that person isn't, then that's not true metta. So we're not doing this for our friend because we deem them good enough. Okay? We do this because we recognize that like us, they're human beings. Like us, they suffer. Like us, they would prefer to be happy. Like us, they prefer to be well. And so we wish that for them just because they have the same human condition that we have. Okay? And if we can start to do that for the friend, then of course that means we can do that for the neutral person and the enemy later on. But we start with the friend after we've done ourselves. And so really feeling feelings of metta, of loving kindness, of goodwill, of love for our friend, it is a great place to start. And it's a great place to remind ourselves why we're doing this. We're not doing it conditionally. We're doing it for our friend. It's slightly easier for our friend, even though there's still those edges, there's still those things that we'll remember. But nonetheless, we're feeling feelings of loving kindness for them, not because they're our friend, but because, like us, they share the same human condition that we do. So that's loving kindness for our friends. So like I say, this evening we're not going to do the whole practice with the neutral person and the enemy and the giving to the 10 directions, as it's called. But instead we're just going to do loving kindness for ourselves, because we always start with that. Then loving kindness for our friend, okay, a specific friend that we bring to mind. Then I'm going to encourage you after that to do loving kindness for all those who are dear to you, okay? Whatever that group may be, whether it's a big group, whether it's a small group, whoever you see as being dear to you, feeling loving kindness for them. And then finally, we're just going to allow ourselves to sit in loving kindness for all beings. And when we do all beings, by the way, that isn't just human beings, that's the animals that we share this planet with as well. Okay, that's something that actually in a future week we'll focus more on, because loving kindness is for all those who know suffering. And just like human beings, animals know suffering too. And so we can feel feelings of loving kindness for them as well. But for today, we're going to focus on the friend, then all those dear to us, and then all beings on this earth. We start this evening's meditation by taking a moment to let go of all the things that have been on our minds today. The good stuff, the not so good stuff, the thoughts of the week ahead, the memories of the week gone by. Recognizing that some of those things are important and some of those things are really not so important. But for now, just giving ourselves the gift of being present here to meditate. and becoming aware of the sounds around us. Sound of the traffic in the street, sound of the heating system, sound of our friends about us. And just being aware and completely accepting of all those sounds. And now turning our attention to the place where the weight of our bodies presses down through the cushion, the mat, the chair. Noticing the sensations of pressure on your feet, ankles, legs, knees, backsides. And aware that as our bodies press downwards, so the cushion, the mat, the chair all press back upward to support us in this place. And beneath them, the studio floor, the foundations, and ultimately the earth beneath us are all pressing back up to support us here. And taking a moment to feel that connection with the earth, the same earth that we share with billions of other people, trillions of other creatures. And from that connection with the earth, noticing your pelvis and your spine arising from your pelvis. Take a moment to lengthen and straighten your spine. Maybe moving gently side to side, backwards and forwards, till you find the place where your body is naturally supported by your spine. And similarly with your neck and your head, gently moving your head until you find the place where your head is naturally supported by your neck. And as your body calms, allowing your mind to calm also. Not fighting with your thoughts, not trying to suppress them, but instead, when a thought arises, just acknowledging it and letting go. And becoming aware of your breathing, noticing the depth and the quality of your breath. And noticing the sensations in the whole of your body as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And using our breath as a place that we can allow our mind to rest. Resting just in awareness of the process of your breathing. Not grasping onto the breath, not concentrating as hard as you can, but simply resting in awareness of the process of your breathing. And using that awareness as a place you can return to if you get distracted or if your mind wanders. And with your mind resting gently on your breathing, bring to mind a time in the past when you felt good about your place in this world, where things were going well for you, when you were generally happy. Whether it was a time many, many years ago, or whether it was just this week, whenever it was, bring to mind that time. And as you recall what it was like to feel good about the way things were going, allow yourself to start feeling feelings of love, of loving kindness, of goodwill and friendliness to yourself. Allowing those feelings of metta to deepen and to grow. And as you allow those feelings of loving kindness for yourself to deepen and grow, remind yourself that true loving kindness is unconditional and is not dependent on things going well in your life. And so, regardless of whether you are feeling good about things at the moment or if things really aren't going so well for you right now, reminding yourself that you should be feeling those same feelings of loving kindness for yourself right now in this moment. And so start feeling those feelings of loving kindness for yourself now as you sit here, right in this moment. And allow that love for yourself to deepen and to grow. And if you find it helps, use the mantra, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. May I be well, may I be happy. May I be free from suffering. And now very gently bring to mind a friend, somehow one who you find easy to like. And as you bring that person to mind, start feeling those same feelings of loving kindness that you were generating for yourself, for your friend. Feeling feelings of metta, of goodwill, friendliness, loving kindness for your friend. Reminding yourself that true loving kindness is unconditional. And so you're not wishing him or her to be well just because they're your friend, but because you recognize the shared humanity you have with that person. That you both know suffering. That you both wish to be free from that suffering and to be happy. And so allow those feelings of loving kindness for that friend to deepen and to grow. And again, if you find it helpful, using the mantra, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. And now expand out those feelings of loving kindness to include all those who are dear to you. Whether it's just a few people or a larger number of people, just feel feelings of loving kindness for all those who are dear to you in this world. And again, wishing them all to be well, happy, and free from suffering. and now expand out to feel loving kindness for all beings on this earth, whether they're dear to you or not, whether you know them or not, whether they're human like you, or whether they're animals. Just all sentient creatures on this earth, feeling feelings of loving kindness for every single one of them. And again, if you find it useful, use the mantra, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering, to all beings on this earth. And without letting go of that loving heart, still holding all beings in your heart, very gently return your awareness to being here in the studio with a group of friends. Now we'll dedicate the merit. May all beings, without limit, without end, have a share in the merit just now made, and in whatever other merit I have made, may they attain liberation and their radiant hopes be fulfilled.